All right, yeah. Time to look through the look right at him. I'm not even looking through a window. I'm looking right at him. That is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, it's a long weekend for you. I'm glad you could see this, what we go through the whole weekend.
Well, a lot of excitement around here with the Hawaiian Airlines and Giants winning three in a row. Beautiful day out here. You got to love it.
Tremendous. Yeah, set this one up for us today, and you do so well of setting it up. And they've won three. They're getting on a big road trip. They're chasing the Dodgers, and it's August.
Well, this is the kind of day where baseball can get you because it's so set up for the Giants. Bumgarner's pitching. They've won three in a row. The Nationals are really down. You can see it in their body language. And they're going with Joe Ross, who I think it's only his ninth start ever. And he could turn the tables. That's the beauty of today. And of course, the day game is Sunday baseball is about as good as it gets. But it looks like a very good day for the Giants. Bumgarner had a bad outing against Washington earlier this month, a really bad one, one of the worst of his career. He's going to be jacked up. Joe Ross, local kid, born in Berkeley, Bishop O'Dowd, Tyson Ross's younger brother. So it's a beautiful matchup.
That's his nickname. Tyson Ross's little brother.
Yeah,
that's what they call him. No, they call him in the clubhouse. They say, "Hey, Tyson's little brother, come here." That's baseball. That's baseball, as they like to say.
Right on, Marty.
We had fun with nicknames today with Kelby Tomlinson, and first I'll talk a little bit about Tomlinson, what he's meant to this club in only 18 at bats. But Dexter apparently told us is what they call him in the clubhouse, not the mass murderer.
That's what I thought. I went, wow, that's quite a comparison.
This is the guy who did the science experiments. And someone sent in a picture on Twitter to me. Who was that, Pat?
I don't remember.
No, but what was the picture of the guy who played Superman?
Oh, it was Dean Cain.
Looks pretty much. That's a pretty good likeness to him. Yeah. So what do you think about Dexter? And what about Kelby Tomlinson?
Oh, he's yet another one of these guys. Mm-hmm. First there was Panic and then Duffy. You know, they're really unassuming guys. They don't, to look at them, you wouldn't think that they're anything. It's not like looking at Dave Winfield.
Right.
You know what I mean? And yet they go out there, they're just good ball players. I mean, this guy, his defense is improving quickly now after a couple of misfires in Chicago. He's probably the fastest guy in their entire system, I'm told. He can really, really fly. I've even heard people talking, including Henry Suhlman, about maybe he could play center field.
You know, it's funny, it came up yesterday, and I didn't ask him that, I don't believe, but Alex Pavlovich somehow has written a story about it, and I think somehow I got in the middle of it. I don't know how. But
as you tend to do.
I don't know how. I don't know how I got into this thing, but center field would be interesting. You don't do it during a season, but maybe in an off season you see if he could do it. The arm, he's got a shortstop's arm.
Yeah.
He's a little awkward at second, as Ron Wode has told us today, coming across the bag, because it's a different timing mechanism, you know, where the runner's coming from and getting the ball. But center field, look, Robin Yount did it. And then Biggio become an outfielder at some point.
Yep. Yeah. Mickey Stanley played out there.
Yeah. We came in.
He actually came into shortstop.
Come on, he came
from
in to play
field.
What about Solly Hemus?
Oh, of course he played center.
Solly
he played all the positions.
Utility. Yeah.
He was a good bartender.
Right.
Hey, didn't Kevin Mitchell play second base and then move to left? I feel like Kevin Mitchell played second for the
third.
Mets. Was it third?
I thought third. Maybe as a rare young man.
I'm not going to mess with you guys. I'm not going to mess with you guys.
Yeah, you could be thinking of Grady Hatton. Something like that. All right. But Tomlinson's been a lot of fun.
He's terrific. And, you know, he's got a great attitude. He knows that, you know, he's very measured. And he's not walking around like, hey, I kind of own this place now, you know. But a quick bat, compact stroke. You know, they don't have a place for him, but he's terrific right now. He's getting his chance because of Panic. It's the kind of thing where last year, if Dan Uggla hadn't been so horrible, we might not have seen Panic. And now with Panic out, we're getting a little bit of look at Tomlinson, and it's really refreshing.
Duffy. And, of course, you know, look, I'm so glad. Look, we love Henry, and I wish Henry would get well, but it's been fun having you out here. And, Henry, if you're listening, I left him a voicemail yesterday wishing him well. But it's fun having you out here and watching these games develop and watching Bumgarner today. This is a huge start for Bumgarner today. It saves a bullpen. They're going off on a very tough road trip. It's the time of year. We get to debate Matt Cain and what happens to him, and will he make a next start or not? And also the strength of a club that's been there before. And it comes out every time these guys play.
And it really comes out when they play Washington. I know they got swept in Washington, but that was a different time. We're talking about the here and now and also the playoffs. Now that they're playing each other, both with a lot at stake, the difference is really pretty stark. You know, the Giants' pitching has come alive. Washington's, even with their great starters, has kind of come apart. just the attitude, the way the guys are acting, the body language. I say last night Harper fouled a ball off his shin. Nobody seemed to give a damn on the team. He came back to dugout, nothing. He finally went down to the tunnel and kind of cast one last, you know, scorning glance toward the non-caring teammates. You know, and Matt Williams is just at wit's end, you know, as opposed to Bochy. I mean, it's an incredible contrast. Like I say, Joe Ross could turn it today. That's the great thing about baseball. But what we've seen so far is a pretty stark difference between these teams.
I asked Marty Erlin, I'll ask you, Bruce, is that Yunel Escobar Cadillac'd on a homer in the Thursday game?
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are that Bumgarner has something to say about that today?
Yeah, probably so. And then, you know, last night he grounds in a double play and he barely gets down the line. You know,
it's...
That's not that, that kind of guy would not wouldn't couldn't play for the Giants.
No,
they wouldn't even think about having him. I think Bumgarner might buzz him a little bit.
Well, I remember, and I talked to Marty about this, is that when Yunel Escobar played for the Braves, he Cadillac'd on a homer against Tim Lincecum.
Mm-hmm.
This is about 5-6 years ago, and Lincecum, you could see him barking at him through his glove. So if you're going to upset Lincecum,
who's
a pretty easygoing guy, Bumgarner, on the other hand, when he's on the mound, is not.
Yeah, and you know, Escobar's not a home run hitter. I mean, you can see Encarnacion, every time he hits a home run, he's kind of got the arm out. You know, he's kind of going around like he's flying a plane or something. But, you know, Escobar, I mean, really?
You know, but everybody does it. They all flip the bat around. They all pirouette. They all do a bunch of things. Yeah. Ricky Henderson did, remember, the shirt, he would do that. Just pitch. Unless the guy digs a hole.
I totally agree.
Unless he digs a hole in front of you.
Yeah.
And Bob gives it, keep digging it because you're going in it.
That's right.
Unless he looks you in the eye and points the bat at you.
Exactly, yeah.
Just pitch. Really, just pitch.
Exactly,
it's
how
okay.
I feel about it. I mean, because it's Bumgarner and this is part of his whole being,
I know.
I'm not going to put in the paper. It has to stop. But, yeah, in essence, I think this is the future of the game. I think this code, this hard you know, hard line code about showing me up, that's got to go. That really does, unless it's, like you say, just direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dig the hole, do a little dance.
They're excited about themselves.
Exactly. That's what the world is.
And the game should be all about exuberance and having fun, and when you're watching the game, it makes it that more entertaining.
Matt Duffy, Bruce, and I'll say we'll talk next weekend, of course, when the team is in Pittsburgh. We've got a couple of good games. One is a night game on Sunday night, which they do get the day off on Monday, thank goodness, because they do have the ESPN game next Sunday night. But Matt Duffy, in about another 10 days, is going to be past Chris Bryant just about everything, except home runs.
Having not started for 6 weeks.
He's going to knock Bryant out.
Yeah, and that, if that happens, once you get him statistically ahead of all these guys, that's what people are looking at, and they better take a hard look because I think he's the best ball player of them all right now in terms of everything that he does. He's hitting third for a contending team, or second. A lot of the best hitters are hitting second these days, but he reminds me of Bill Madlock, just peppering the right side, pepper, then inside pitch, yanks it down the line. He's a complete hitter. He uses the whole field. I mean, he's doing it so often now that it's definitely not an accident, and he's a tough guy to adjust to. And you pitch him in. We don't want that off-field stuff. He'll yank you down the line. So, tell you, it's a real pleasure to watch this guy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, Pat talked yesterday. Who's the MVP as of August 16th?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Tomlinson, clearly.
Well, my buddy Brian Murphy was in Chicago last weekend, and he would say no. Maybe missing those ground balls. It was a tough one a young kid trying to learn
those
the position.
Rockets up the middle that he should have kept in front of him. That's true.
And the key word is rockets. You know, they're rockets. Come on. He's just getting to the big leagues. Give him a chance to get his feet on the ground. You know, I don't think it's indicative of who he is.
No.
Yeah. Now, his double play turning, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
And he's got to get better.
He'll smooth that
But
out.
He's got the arm. See, he's got a shortstop's arm. And from second base, you can make a better throw with that arm. It's just getting your footwork down.
Yeah, I think McCutchen has to be up there for MVP. He's a real team leader, real inspirational guy, whether they win it or not. I mean, he really leaves an impact. You know, Harper, the Nationals have got to do something for him to get in there. But McCutchen, I don't know. I just really like the way he goes about it.
Posey
should be in there. Yeah. But it's funny that when the Giants hit like they did last night, Posey's just like another guy hitting a base hit up the middle or in the gap.
He's funny.
But then you realize he's caught three World Championship teams and could do another one. So he definitely is in that argument.
Yeah, you know, I think he's a little tired.
Uh-huh.
And I think Susak, in my opinion, wherever it's worth, he's going to play in Sacramento today, and he's going to be on the plane
I would hope so,
tomorrow if he has his own flight, if he's not here this afternoon, whatever, when the plane leaves. But I think he's back. I think they need him, and I think they got to rest Posey a little bit.
Definitely.
You know, as I said, for this guy to hit 330 without getting leg hits.
Yep.
Ah. That's like Ernie Lombardi. I mean, you know, you're saying
Joe
something.
Joe Torre in 71.
Really, you're saying something now.
Yeah.
I think he needs a rest. But the RBIs have slowed down for him. Now, this top of the order last night scored 7 runs. Drove in 7. And that is Bonte letting us know that we got 30 seconds to go.
And speaking of 30.
Bruce, man, great hit, man.
I love Maury Wills, I tell you.
All right. I appreciate it. Bruce, have a good afternoon.
Oh, thanks
very much,
guys.
All right.